Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life, and today, missions. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Rebecca Kennedy. She's Baylor University's Assistant Dean of Spiritual Life and Missions and Associate Chaplain. Kennedy oversees Baylor's global and local missions programs, which provide transformational opportunities for students to integrate faith, learning, and service. She came to Baylor in 1997. In this role, she has the opportunity to live out her passion to help students learn to live missionally as they become Christian leaders who address global issues. And she's with us today. Becky, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Baylor Connections.
Thank you, Derek. Glad to be here.
We are glad to have you here. And it's good that we have you here now, because if we tried to get you on in May, you might have been a little bit busy.
Yeah,
it's kind of mission season, if you will, when the school year ends. And could you give us a little rundown of that stretch after commencement and heading into the month of June, when you've got hundreds and hundreds of students traveling all over the globe on various trips?
Yeah, and honestly, over the last few years, our mission season has expanded. So we actually begin as early as fall break, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But we began in fall break, spring break. We even had a team go out over Christmas break. But the majority of our teams do go out spring break, and obviously right after commencement service. They leave sometimes even right before graduation and return before the 1st of June, before summer one begins. So our busy season really is about February through mid-June, when we're wrapping up all of our expense reports and trying to get all those things to the budget office. And so we have a little bit of a breather right now.
That's
but
good.
It's the most we've ever had go, and it's an exciting time to be doing missions here at Baylor.
You participated in trips in Guatemala, but it's literally all over the globe. Where are some of the places we had students go this year?
So we have 44 teams this year go. 32 of those teams were international. 12 were domestic. So we had five teams in Guatemala, actually. We've expanded our reach into Central America for many reasons, and one is very much in line with our new academic plan of Baylor in Latin America, which will feed nicely into that. We go to places like Haiti. We have worked in South Texas, Hurricane Harvey relief. I'll talk a little bit more about that later as well. We have gone to places in Europe, Greece, and England. But for the most part, we go to developing countries, what we would consider developing countries. We go to Ghana, Uganda, Kenya, Zambia. We go to places like Honduras and the DR, and there are some places that we have gone in the past, but because of civil unrest or because of natural disasters, like Guatemala now being one of those, we are not able to take our students currently. But we have about 17 countries we represent, including our own state and our own country. And like I said, we have about 12 domestic teams that go out.
That's great. And more students, as you said, have been taking part in these trips, really growing to become a hallmark of the Baylor experience for a lot of students. Well, before we delve into these opportunities further, mentioned you have a passion for helping students live missionally. Let's define that. What does it mean to live missionally, and particularly what does that mean to a student in terms of what you're trying to impart?
Well, I think that term missional living, certainly a lot of people define it different ways. But for me, and the way our staff defines it, is really about kingdom living or being kingdom-minded. So we use this term, the Missio Dei, meaning the mission of God. So we are all invited, all of humankind invited to be on this mission of God. And so we are on this journey to love God and love our neighbor. And so being missional or living out your mission is helping people use their skills and their passions, their resources, their influence, and their choices to share God's love with the world. So that's what missional living means to us.
And what are some ways that that shapes the way you approach working with students? Because we'll talk about this more, but I know a number of the missions trips are discipline specific, about helping right. students realize how their skills that they're developing here at Baylor, their passions can be used to serve beyond earning a paycheck and a living.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we like to say that we are doing missions within the context of higher education. So we are not the local church. We're not a substitute for that. And we encourage our students to be involved in their local churches. We're not a mission sending agency. And we're not humanitarian relief. But what we are Christian Institute of Higher Education, and so we want to do missions within that context, and that's why we approach it through discipline-specific missions. So we have engineering students and engineering faculty doing an engineering mission project. So they might do, they might dig a well, they might place solar panels on a building to give electricity, they might buildings using their own education and strengths to do that. Nursing students, business students, they're all working within their field of study and the expertise of their faculty members, quite honestly, to understand their vocation as calling. We use three primary scripture passages to guide us. One is Matthew 25, when Jesus teaches his disciples about feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and taking care of the poor. We use that as a foundation to the work that we do. We think that that practical approach to loving neighbor is very important to us and to our students. It's our Christian responsibility. The other is Luke 10:27, when Jesus is asked about the greatest commandment, and he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And then finally, when Paul describes how we are to work together as a community of faith, he uses that description as the body of Christ. And, you know, one person is the ear and one person is the nose and one person is the arm. And so we try to help our students understand their own strengths and how they work with others to share the love of God. And really, in terms of our new academic plan, it's about human flourishing and contributing to the common good. And for us, through a faith lens, that is kingdom work. So that's how we go about trying to help our students and faculty live out their calling.
You know, you talk about kingdom work. You've also talked about helping students solve problems. You know, you mm-hmm. mentioned that they might be building solar panels. How do these individual tasks maybe also help students see how the gifts that they've been given can be God-given gifts to maybe solve broader societal problems, home or abroad?
Absolutely. Well, I'll give an example of Professor Brian Thomas. I use him a lot as examples because I've known Brian for a number of years. Since 2005, we went on a mission trip to Kenya together. Brian is a professor in engineering here at Baylor, and he and his wife Martha also live in Earl, which is engineering and computer science living learning center. Brian was instrumental in bringing humanitarian engineering concentration to Baylor. So I think it was because of his, if he were here, I think he would say it was because of his experience with missions and seeing students live out their calling here and helping them launch into that lifelong calling. I think that's why he said, I want to help do that more here at Baylor. So I think that's a great example of not only do we want these students to have these experiences here, but we want them to incorporate that and that become part of their lifestyle.
Well, what do you enjoy most about talking to students who have gone on some of these trips, what they come back and tell you?
Oh, Derek, I'm typically blown away by our students. Mm-hmm. I have no other benchmark because Baylor University is the only university where I've ever worked, but I would like to think that our students are exceptional in that way. Mm-hmm. Many of them are they already know how they want to impact the world. They come in, they're very passionate. They have experience already doing many mission trips on their own. This year, one of my staff members encouraged me to go to just kind of remind me of why I do what I do. And so I went to Guatemala with another colleague, and I got to visit three of our teams there. And I got to spend a day with each of those groups, and I was blown away by the compassion that our students have. The level of knowledge and intelligence that they have for the work that they're doing. I mean, they do research before they go to these places. And just their humility. Again, you know, we'll have some that think they maybe know everything. But for the most part, when these students go on these trips, that it's very humbling. They realize, first of all, how much they really have. And then they realize how many people around the world have very little. And I think they're also, as am I am humbled by the people that we meet who are committed Christians, and they rely on their faith in a deeper way, I think, sometimes than we do who have much. Mm-hmm. And so I that's what I enjoy about students. I enjoy them having these aha moments where they say, you mean I'm studying Spanish and I want to be a doctor and I could actually do this in this location? Or we have a student who will come back from a mission trip and start their own nonprofit. And I've had that happen several times because they're so moved by the experience and they want to help in a larger way. So we have some incredible students, and I'm inspired by them and our faculty as well. We have faculty who are doing amazing research. And I'm talking about research in their field. I talked about the pre-med and the neuroscience team. Dr. Annie Ginty will be returning with a pre-med team, and she'll be doing research on the effects of mission trips on participants with our students. So kind of trying to understand how this might lead into a lifelong lifestyle for our students. So there are faculty doing research all over, and I'm inspired by them as well and the work that they're doing.
We are visiting today on Baylor Connections with Becky Kennedy, Baylor University's Assistant Dean of Spiritual Life and Missions and Associate Chaplain. And we've talked a lot about the global part of Baylor Missions, and we'll continue to, but there's a whole other arm of what you do that, you know, shows students you don't have to go around the world to serve. Tell us a little bit about the breakdown between global missions and then urban missions, and let's talk a little bit more about what we do closer to home.
Absolutely. And those two things are connected, obviously. But urban missions, and it's been called other things here at Baylor. Baylor has a tradition of serving in the Waco community through volunteer work, and there are other pockets of the university who do that as well, community engagement and service, our student organizations, we have Stepping Out. But for many, many decades, Baylor Missions has been doing helping students get connected with community partners. So wherever we go, whether it's in Waco or in Kenya, we are connected with local entities, local partners, whether it's a church or a nonprofit or a university or a government that's doing work in that community, and our students are working alongside them for a short period of time. Or in, for example, with our urban mission teams, they volunteer all academic year. So we have teams of students who work with Mission Waco. We have teams of students who work at nursing homes, who work with churches, who work with special needs communities here in Waco. So we have about 30 teams that partner with local entities. Talitha Coombe, another example, who are helping our community serve people here in Waco. And so the connection between those is we want our students who go abroad or domestically on this mission trip experience to be able to make the connection that when you come back home, whether that's in Waco when you're here as a student or whether wherever that is in the world, that you're going to continue to serve in your community. And the same thing with our students who volunteer locally. We want them to have a broader experience so that they can understand the global issues that we're all facing today and how they might be able to address those issues.
You talked about a little bit how this plays into the broader Baylor mission. I think we're going to be hearing more about that. You know, we had Dr. Jeffrey Hamilton on earlier talking about Global Baylor, the new plan's going to enhance global learning and opportunities here for Baylor students in the months ahead. Now we'll hear from President Livingstone as we talk more about Illuminate as we get towards that. But it seems like there's been a really purposeful approach to creating more opportunities, enhancing opportunities, and getting more students to take part in that. What are some ways that's grown in recent years, even prior to these plans that we'll be hearing more about?
Sure, absolutely. Well, when I was hired to oversee the department in 2006, the VP of Student Life at that time kind of gave me this charge, and he said, you know, what I would like to see, what I envision is that students who participate in Baylor Missions outgrows the number of students who participate in Sing. Now, he loved Sing. He had nothing against Sing, and we all do. But I think what his purpose was is that we want to create a culture here at Baylor where our students are understanding global issues and they're using their discipline and their vocation to help solve those issues. And we're doing that, again, motivated by our faith to do that. So, and to help our students discover their calling through these transformational experiences. So that was the charge that I was given 12 years ago, and I have been charging ahead. What has helped significantly in the last 5 years is the development of Pro Futuris, which now we're calling Illuminate. And again, President Livingstone will talk more about that. But in Pro Futuris, Baylor Missions was highlighted in several of our aspirational statements. You think about transformational education. You think about global experiences, increasing our global footprint. Those are ways in which Baylor Missions is a practical application of the mission of the university. When we say we want to be about educating students for worldwide leadership and service, this is the practical way, a lab, if you will, for doing that. So it's co-curricular in that sense. They're taking their knowledge and their professors from the classroom, and they're applying this to real-world circumstances. So I feel in that way we are carrying out the mission of the university. Also, we have been the Board of Regents in 2014 as part of Pro Futuris. They highlighted Baylor Missions as a signature program of the university, and they asked us to increase the number of students to go on these trips and have these experiences because they believe in that. And thanks to our colleagues in university development, and when I started this job, we had zero funds in endowments, and today we have $3.2 million in endowed funds. And thanks to our friends and colleagues in university development, and that those funds subsidize the cost for our students. So one of the challenges coming in was realizing that Baylor is. I mean, there is an expense to Baylor.
Families are sacrificing to come here, yeah.
Yes. So their parents are sacrificing. They're sacrificing. So you can imagine going on a trip to Africa, say, is $3,000. So I set out to find a way to try to lower that cost. And one way of doing that was to increase these endowed funds or to establish endowments.
They're like scholarships almost in a way, aren't they, for these trips?
Yeah. So we subsidize all students who go. And then in addition to that, our students raise funds for themselves and for their teams. So I say for themselves, they raise it for their teams. So we have been very blessed by donors to give to these experiences for our students.
We are visiting with Becky Kennedy, Baylor's Assistant Dean of Spiritual Life and Missions, and we have just a couple of moments left on the program here, Becky. So I want to ask you, you know, as you look ahead, what's your vision and maybe the shared vision of your colleagues in spiritual life in the broader university? You know, you mentioned more students participating in SING, this becoming something that students expect to do, like cheering on the Bears at a game when
they
come here, or, you know, or participating in SING. What are some things coming ahead that you're excited about that might help us get further towards that goal?
Absolutely. Well, Derek, you mentioned your interview with Dr. Jeff Hamilton, who's our Vice Provost for Global Engagement. Jeff and I have worked together for a number of years now on several tasks about global engagement, and then he became the Vice Provost, and we work closely together. And we see a big connection, a main connection between Baylor Missions and the Center for Global Engagement. And I think what we want to work toward is more of a cohesive collaboration between our two departments so that our students who go and study abroad are also thinking about service opportunities. And our students who are participating in mission trips are also getting course credit because it is part of their course. So we are working toward more common goals in that way, and I think that will increase the number of students who will go. I think that will also increase the number of donors who will give. The other thing that we're looking at is how do we measure the impact, not only for our students, and we can tell, and I can tell great stories about students who have been transformed because of these experiences, and those are wonderful stories, and we tell them often as we can. Thanks to Baylor Media for putting those stories out there on a consistent basis. But we have ways to measure, you know, you talked about learning goals for our students. How are they being changed? And so those are ways that we want to get a deeper understanding of not only the impact it's making on our students, but the impact that it's making on our communities. So when we go to a location, whether that's in Waco, Texas, or Nairobi, Kenya, we want to make sure that when we're working in a location alongside these partners, we want to understand the impact that we're making. Because we do want to bring about change. And as Dr. Livingstone has said many times, how are we contributing to human flourishing? Again, kingdom work.
Well, Becky, as you learn more about those initiatives and gain more, we'll have to talk to you about that and see more about the great work you and our students are doing here close to home and around the globe. Thank you.
I'd love to, Derek. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. It's great to have you on. Becky Kennedy, Baylor's Assistant Dean of Spiritual Life and Missions and Associate Chaplain, our guest today on Baylor Connections. Reminder, you can subscribe to Baylor Connections on iTunes and hear this and other programs online at baylor.edu/connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.